We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. That storm's already making a mess as it heads our way, snarling much of the western part of the country.
Here in Colorado, crews are cleaning up a rock slide along I-70. Both sides of the interstate shut down for a time, creating big traffic backups. This system stretches to South Dakota, cars sliding off icy roads. With the storm now on the move, airlines are issuing travel waivers for the Midwest and Northeast.
Correspondent Clayton Sandell, drivers were stranded in California. In Arizona, authorities pleaded with travelers to just stay put till it was over. Of course, whatever the weather brings. Stay with 1010 Winds and 1010winds.com for the latest AccuWeather updates and everything else you need. We'll get you through.
It has been a dangerous holiday weekend so far for MTA workers. Three transit workers attacked in two separate incidents within just 30 minutes yesterday. First, a driver in a black Ford got into an argument with the operator of an M5 bus at West 136th Street in Broadway and threw a glass bottle at the window, then drove off. The bus driver and another worker suffered minor injuries. Just a few minutes later, somebody punched a conductor in the face at the 125th Street Nicholas Avenue station. Conductor Glenn O'Sullivan tells CBS 2 News that work is dangerous.
We see every day people that are emotionally disturbed. We see people that could potentially be a problem, but I feel like when we call that in, not much is done with it.
All of the MTA workers are recovering. NYPD is still looking for suspects in both of those attacks. The transit union says the pattern of unprovoked attacks on transit workers is reprehensible, and they expect perpetrators to face maximum prosecution and sentencing. Police are looking into a racist graffiti incident in Queens on Thanksgiving Day. Residents in the Lindenwood section of Howard Beach woke up on the holiday to find profane messages, including the comment, "bleep white people," on the sidewalks, trees, and fences. Area resident PJ Marcel told Channel 7.
It's disgusting that somebody would go this length, especially on a holiday, to put such a smear towards not even white people, just anybody. It's disgusting.
Police are investigating the incident as a possible hate crime. A possible hit and run in Brownsville, Brooklyn early today. A woman in her 40s found lying in the street unconscious and with severe head trauma at around 4:30 a.m. She was found at the busy intersection of Atlantic Avenue and Pennsylvania Avenue. Police say it is possible she was hit by a car that left the scene, but they're not sure just yet. She was taken to Brookdale Hospital in cardiac arrest. Police say she is in extremely critical condition. Well, the next stop on the holiday shopping calendar is Small Business Saturday.
If you're not familiar with it, well, it hasn't been around that long. American Express trademarked the term in 2010 to call attention to the importance of small businesses in our economy and to encourage support for small companies, especially at the beginning of the holiday shopping season. Since then, a number of communities, especially smaller ones, have gotten involved. The Small Business Administration estimates that 108 million consumers supported small businesses last year on Small Business Saturday.
May not be a great year for the mom and pops, though. A new CNBC SurveyMonkey Small Business Survey showed only 39% of people plan to shop at a small business today.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.